This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Now on the count of three.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
We've have loads to be doing. See you later.
Fiona's getting married. I have to go and wash my tan off. Good luck.
Let's go. My David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello. How are you?
Let's go indeed. What's happening? How are we? Happy Thursday. This is my Friday.
Do you know what? This is my Friday.
This is my Friday.
Callum.
It's my Friday.
We're taking tomorrow off. You'll have Jamie and Faye with you first thing in the morning as we're off to Fiona's wedding.
I might not go to that.
Imagine
just take the day, you know? Just take the day for myself.
I wonder how her nerves are this morning. Probably, you know, it's mad for brides. She's probably already getting her makeup done.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So early.
You know what's funny? My girlfriend is singing at
the wedding, yeah.
The wedding at the ceremony, right? And she was like, I was with her last night and she was like, oh, I'm just nervous. And I was like, why are you nervous? She was like, oh, I don't know, because even if I am crap, Fiona won't care. And I was like, such a good point.
It's so true.
Fiona's too chilled. She'd be just like...
She's like, you were amazing.
Yeah.
She could sing everything out of key and the completely wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And Fiona was just like, that was great. Yeah,
that was beautiful.
I don't actually remember much of it, but yeah, sounds great.
Do you remember I was telling you a few months ago that the account I've blocked on Instagram time and time and time again is Temu,
yeah.
And again, no hate.
They were setting you up with a load of Temu Ireland, then Temu London, then Temu Japan, then Temu Germany.
It's actually incredible. As soon as you block one account, you'll get the next one. And the problem is, and again, no shade, like Christmas is coming, I get it's expensive. But my problem is, I will end up buying the oversized bean bag that I've nowhere to put.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I can't A, afford it, and B, I have no space in my tiny little house. So as it stands, I'm dying to see if we can get the whole sweep and eventually every single country in the world, the hundreds of them. Thousands of them? I don't know how many countries. Hundreds, okay.
So thousands of countries.
We have blocked Temu, Greece, Switzerland, Cyprus, Canada, France, Poland, Europe, Croatia, Australia, Temu generally, Ireland in there, UK in there, Shop Temu. They have so many Instagram accounts.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I just don't know what's going to come next. Anyway, that's my biggest
counties.
Block list. Isn't it funny? Counties,
Temu,
yeah, maybe
Donegal.
So. Yeah, Temu, Donegal,
Temu, Tyrone.
Honestly, if this PR person's going to keep this up and has this budget to keep spending on Instagram, you never know. It could be Dublin 6 Temu, Dublin 12 Temu.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Recharged.
I obviously really love weekends. Who doesn't love a weekend? Who doesn't love squeezing in as much as we possibly can and having a good weekend? I also love a weekend where there's absolutely nothing on. Unfortunately, this
weekend... I haven't had a weekend where I've had nothing on for, like, I feel like 16 years.
I was pretty chill last weekend, but this weekend's the opposite. It's pretty hectic. And I want you to just tell me if you think that I've put too much in the calendar for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, all right? So, obviously, tomorrow it's Fiona's day two of her wedding. Must go to that. Also tomorrow, my cousin from Spain, who's born and raised in Spain, she's coming to stay with me for the weekend. So she lands in at 2 o'clock, so I have to go and get her and then get her organised, and then she's going to pop into the day two for a while, and then Jack's going to pop into the day two for a while, and then at some point I have to see my friend Emer. Then I have to get
Patty. Did you see your friend Emer tomorrow during a day two?
Before or after the day two? Am I catching her before I go to the day two?
No, cancel Emer straight away.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to go to a day two. You're going to have loads on.
I really want to see Emer, though. I haven't seen her in all week.
For God's sake, get your priorities straight. I haven't seen Emer all week. How often does Fiona have a day two?
I can make everything work.
No, you can't.
I can't.
You can't go to a day two and then, oh, I have to go. I'm meeting up with my friend who I used to live with, who now I only see every 3 days.
Then Saturday morning, I've locked myself in for a 8:30 boxing class because that's important considering we're a week out. Apparently, I'll make that one. Then once I'm finished that, I'm going to hop in my car, get the dog, get Jack, get my cousin and drive all of us to Waterford, right?
What? Because on Saturday?
Because I'd like to see my family. While I'm in Waterford, I need to visit my friend who's just announced she's pregnant and drop a gift to her.
Do I know?
You do, but I won't say it on the air. You do know. I told you that person.
Oh, yeah.
Good friend of hers. Then I need to see my friend Noel. Then I have to see my granny. Then I have to see my mom, my dad. I have to see my sister. I have to see her husband. And I have to see the two kids all in that Saturday. Then I have to get up on Sunday. I have to get the dog walked before getting back into the car, driving back to Dublin. Bring my cousin into town for a little walkabout before I go to work at 3:30. Finish work at 3:30. Get home. Get
Emma
ready
has
for
another
week.
Job, by the way, in case you're confused.
Then get home. Get ready to start the new week again on Monday. Is my weekend going to be fun or crap?
It sounds awful. That's not a weekend. A weekend is supposed to be about rest. That's not fun.
No, it's not, is it?
My weekend Let me go through this now. Friday, day two, okay. Out for the entire day.
Entire day?
Well, from whatever time it starts.
Five.
Till five to five then.
Such a legend.
Wake up on Saturday and go to my girlfriend's because she moved into a new place.
And she'll rub your head for the day.
And she has a cinema room. And so we booked that out and we're going to watch movies for the day. And then Sunday... Or no, I think then we're going on going into not into town, but we're just going to stay local and we're going to go to a few places. And then Sunday is just chilling. But in my head, I've loads on. I'm like,
that sounds absolutely gorgeous. I'm so jealous. It's going to be hectic. Bring it on though. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? That music, you are correct. It is I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here time. Well, nearly anyway. Starting Sunday the 16th of November. It's going to be the 25th season. And there is looking like some decent lineup. Obviously, at this time, we only ever get the rumours, really. And no one really confirmed until we kind of see them land in Australia and the paparazzi get them or whatever. But if the rumours are to be believed, I'm looking at this lineup like, I might watch it this year.
I actually heard a couple of whispers. I want to hear more, but yeah, if there's a particular person going to be in there, I'm a huge fan of her. Anyway,
interesting.
Talk to me.
Okay, yeah. Give me that person.
Is it Vogue Williams?
Vogue Williams is on the list.
Lads.
Vogue Williams, if you don't know, Irish TV personality, podcaster with
Joanne McNally.
She used to be on Spin, you're right, she did. She had a dance show on Spin and she hated it. She married to Spencer Matthews. So yeah, Vogue Williams is apparently on the lineup.
I'd have to watch, and I think that they'd pull in such a huge audience. Like, the girls love a bit of Vogue.
Yeah, they do, in fairness.
You know, she's so sound, she's so funny.
Right, let's go have a look. Because there is kind of people for everyone, you know, there's older people, there's sports stars, there's younger, there's rappers and things like that. It's going to be, I think it's going to be good. Musician and actor, best known as the bassist of Spandau Ballet and dad of Roman Kemp. It's Martin Kemp.
Good idea. That makes sense. Yeah, Roman was on it.
Roman was on a couple of years ago. Yeah. Was it 2021 or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
He didn't win it though, no.
Did he not?
A British Congolese comedian presenter, Eddie Caddy.
Don't know him.
Don't know him either. Model, actress and radio host Kelly Brook is going to go in.
Oh, she's cool. Yeah.
Former England football turned TV presenter, now basically on BBC Sport and The One Show, is Alex Scott.
Oh, yeah, she's very popular.
Yeah, I really like her, in fairness. She's great. Reality star from The Osbournes and son of rock legend Ozzy Osbourne. It's Jack Osbourne.
And that's going to be huge.
I find this interesting because no one knows who Jack Osbourne is, because in every photo I've seen of him for where they're pushing I'm a Celeb contestants or rumoured contestants, he's in a shot with his dad. And I'm like, why didn't they just have him? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, interesting. It's interesting because I think he's one of the kids, like, unlike Kelly and others, that hasn't really wanted the spotlight that much. So it's interesting.
But he was still on the show, wasn't he? Yeah. Comedian, author, and known for BBC comedy talk type shows, Ruby Wax. I've never heard of Ruby Wax.
Oh, she would be big in the UK, but kind of like late noughties, early 2000s.
Right,
like,
okay,
she's
interesting.
Not been super relevant.
We saw this person live, Emma, in the 3 Olympia a couple of years ago. Manchester-born rapper. Real name, Harrison Armstrong. Better known as H.
Yay, he's so lovely.
I am buzzing to see H if he goes in. LBC radio presenter and journalist recognised for his very outspoken political commentary. It's Nick Ferrari. Now, Nick Ferrari is going to be one of those people who causes a lot of chaos.
I think he'd wind people up, like, not in a mean way, but
he'd be told to, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Dave saying on air, every pint of chocolate tastes the same.
It's still rattled her.
Yeah.
Professional boxer Connor Benn, actress and TV presenter, best known for playing Mandy Dingle in Emmerdale. It's Lisa Riley.
You always have to have a soap star in the
mix. Well, there's another one as well. Actress famous for her long running role as Whitney Dean in EastEnders. It's Shona McGarty.
Yeah.
And
she's class.
Last one who you will not care about, but I am absolutely obsessed with. The only reason I think he won't be in is because he's good friends with H. Is Angry Ginge. He's a social media personality. He's a Twitch streamer.
Okay.
He plays like soccer aid and things like that.
Good mix.
Real name Morgan Birtwistle. Awful name. I can imagine why he calls himself Angry Ginge. But him and H have like a podcast together. They're like best friends. There's no way the two of them are going in.
Yeah, no, because that will create like a power
unfair advantage
of course,
as well. Yeah.
It's really interesting that I'm a Celeb. Like you were saying 25th season.
25th.
Yeah. It's still a ratings winner and it's the same format every year.
And to that, they get awards for it every year, don't they?
Yeah. Like, it picks up, like, this is
I remember so well being in primary school, sitting beside this guy called Jamie, like legit, being like, did you watch I'm Sick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It still picks up like 6-7 million viewers every night.
I can remember crying because I wasn't allowed to watch it because I was being punished. I was like grounded for something.
And you weren't
And I wasn't allowed to watch I'm Sick for like the one night. And it was like, I remember literally in tears.
But it's mad because you can always predict like the first episode, they're going to jump out the plane into the Gold Coast.
Same old. It's
going to be the celebrity cyclone. It's the same stuff every year.
That's why I stopped watching it. Like, I was like, I'm just so bored. And you know what, to be honest, for me it's the first episode, it always puts me off.
It's so long. The same stuff
every single time.
You have to sit through it, don't you? But you feel like if you don't watch it, you don't know what's going on. It's like Love Island. I hated the first episode.
I might just tune in.
I'm from Newcastle, I love boys, they love me.
I might just tune in on the Monday the 17th of November because it starts on Sunday the 16th.
That's where the good stuff happens.
Hey lads, I'm telling you, if Vogue's in, I'm in.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
And when she goes, you're gone.
100%. Here's Somber. This is Undressed. You're listening to Spin.
I was saying, like, I think there's two winners, Irish winners of I'm a Celebrity over the years.
We all know Cian Egan was one of them.
Cian Egan was one of them, but I was racking my brain for who was the other one. Then it was coming to like 20 seconds after the song, and I was like, right, crap, I can't think of it. I just have to Google. I think Cian Egan was the only Irish winner of I'm a Celebrity.
Okay. Kerry Katona was going out with, or was married to Brian McFadden at the time she won, though.
I just did a Google. It says Irish people who won I'm a Celeb, and it was Cian Egan in 2013 and Kerry Katona in 2004. Now, she got divorced to Brian McFadden also in 2004. But I can't see any really
huge
Irish...
Huge year for Kerry Katona, in fairness.
Huge year for Brian McFadden, because obviously Brian was also married to Vogue Williams, who's going in this.
That's honestly two fantastic things to happen to you. One, you win I'm a Celeb, but two, you get to divorce from Brian McFadden. Sounds like a great year.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
I was just watching live TV the other day, and there was this show, I think it was on Saturday night, it was like, you know... definitely something that's aired before, but it was all about girl bands in the 90s. And Kerry Katona was being interviewed about her time in Atomic Kitten. And
well done, I wouldn't have known that.
When you actually, like, she's so sound and so normal, and she's been through such hell.
Yeah, she was.
Particularly that divorce, and even particularly that marriage at the time, where it was like, you're not allowed to go out with someone from Westlife because they are owned by their fans.
Really?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was like,
fair
enough. It was just so
that's
intense
nuts.
For it's just gone 7:30. Let's see what's happening on Dublin's roads.
Morning, guys. The N4 inbound is...
Ray, and where is my husband on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona? That works quite well because Fiona's husband will be her husband later today.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that lovely? Fiona's going to have a husband today.
I keep forgetting that this is happening, to
I
be
know.
Honest. I, like, someone on the show is getting married. That's nuts.
Yeah, we found out a lot about Fiona this week. She's also pregnant. So lots of big things on the Fully Charged team at the moment. Yeah, Fiona's getting married today. Really excited. It's all kicking off in the afternoon. And it's going to be a long day, but a great day. A wedding on a Thursday. My sister also got married on a Thursday. It's a great way to break up a week, I have to say.
Yeah,
you don't have
bad,
your weekend.
Especially
then
when
well.
You're off the Friday.
Exactly. This our Friday. I have a little bit of a predicament at the moment, okay? So today's kind of a bit of a rush job because naturally we're here with you till 10, then we have a few admin-y bits normally after the show. Then I need
us being here doesn't really suit us actually right now. We'd like to be gone.
I have to get home and wash off tan, and you know yourself, girlos.
Wash off tan. Shouldn't you be putting on tan?
I did the tan last night. It needs to be rinsed off today. Needs to do my hair, needs to do my makeup, all the rest. There's a lot to do. I also need to go and get a card because I'm so disorganised and need to get back in time for the ceremony kicking off at 1 o'clock. So really, you'd want to be seated by 1 o'clock. So really, you'd want to be back for 1:45. There's not much time to play with, right?
Okay.
So I'm conscious of that. And I'm in a little bit of a predicament because my car basically went for an NCT during the week, and as a result it's been emptied and my life is all over the place in my house. Nothing's organised, can't figure out where anything is, and I've searched the place top to bottom and I cannot find my bank card, okay? I know this
you're really like Susan, Desperate Housewives. Do you know that? You're kind of like everywhere.
You've
kind of a lot going on and none of it is done well. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got like a failing NCT. You've got no bank card.
Yeah.
You've got tan streaking off.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I'm just trying to do everything at once. But the thing about it is, right, I know this is weird for young people listening, but there's this thing in the world called cash, right? And when you go to get cash, you have to get a card and you have to go to this machine in the wall and you have to take money out of your bank account that way. And then
someone in the wall gives you money
then.
It's
mad, right? And then there's these notes and that's money physically. No, but the long and short of it is I can't find the card and I don't think I'm going to have time to do much more looking for this thing today. So my question is it socially acceptable to send Fiona her wedding gift on Revolut?
I honestly love this.
Honestly, but the thing about it is, will it get lost? Can I say in the card, sent you a little gift on Revolut.
See, I see.
You know what I mean? Like, Dwayne, you see, because normally when you give cash and a card at a wedding, the couple open up their cards and together they know, Emma gave whatever. Nice,
I would like to know this as well, but not from a, I don't have my bank card because I have, you know, my life together. So I have my bank card.
Yeah.
But I'm looking to just not have to go and buy a card and then write on the card. So I would rather write my message in a Revolut message that says, happy wedding.
Interesting.
Happy wedding, send 25 to Dwayne there.
Add a gift. Add a gift.
Like wedding exactly. Bells.
Happy wedding day. Okay, interesting. Well, the question is that socially acceptable to you? Do you think I can send Fiona's wedding gift on Revolut today? Do you think Dave can do the same? Is that a bit too modern? Is it not very sentimental?
Is it very South Dublin?
Yeah. Or is it just very thoughtless, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know. The more we talk about it, the more I'm like, oh, maybe not. But I know my friend did this before. He did send it, but and the person, like, texted him and was like, wow, man, you didn't give anything in the card. And he was like, I told you I revoluted you. Do you know what I mean? And then you got the guy who had
that's the thing.
Like,
I just don't want Dwayne and Fiona to sit down in a few days' time, open their cards, and there to be nothing for me in the card, if you know what I mean. That could look pretty bad as well.
Do you think couples, like, I've obviously never been married, when you do get married, do you think they have a spreadsheet and then they write down, like, how much?
No, I don't think they do.
No, but I'll tell you what they do, and I know this from people who've got married, they know who gave what.
Do they?
Forget that. Oh, yeah.
Okay, but see, like, I think if I revolute Fiona 50 quid, I think that's fine.
You need to give more than 50 quid first and foremost.
There's a lot of people coming. Like, she said there's over 100 people coming. She's not going to remember everybody.
She'll remember the people who didn't give enough.
I don't think Fiona would notice
she
at all.
She honestly would.
I think you would.
I think
I wouldn't care. If I'm inviting people to my weddings because I want to have fun with them, not because I want to make money off them.
Oh, you need to at least pay for your meal.
Dave, you're just getting picked up here by Dylan. Did that man just say 25 for a wedding present?
Yeah, 50 quid, 25 each.
Listen, that's another
story. Let's do that later in the show. That's not happening. For now, can we send the few quid on Revolut? 087-711-1038. Dave, you need to be given 100. At least 150, maybe. Can you send it by Revolut, or is that just too impersonal and a bit too modern? Give us a shout and let us know on 087-711-1038. We'd love your voice notes now, though. Lewis Capaldi, this is Spin. This is Fiona and Dwayne today. I want your money, yeah. We're asking on the show this morning, can myself and Dave send Fiona's wedding gift to her on Revolut? I can't find my bank card, just don't know where it is. And honestly, with the turnaround time today between getting out of work, getting home, getting ready, getting back in for the ceremony, I can't do another hour of stress and looking around the house for this bank card. So I'm just wondering, is it socially acceptable to send your wedding gift via Revolut?
I think, yeah. I think, look, let's do it.
What do you think, Aoife?
Yeah, no, definitely, Revolut is fine.
Oh, really?
That's the way forward to make life easier.
Yes, save the environment, less paper.
Definitely.
Okay, so if you were getting married, have you been in this situation before? Or have you sent this money before?
No, I haven't actually, but that's what I do for giving a gift.
Okay, perfect.
Do you still get a card, Aoife?
No, the last two times I didn't bother.
I think you're fantastic. I am so glad we're talking.
Everybody just puts cards into the recycling bin anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. You're dead right. It's just a waste of money.
And you know what? They get very expensive, those cards.
Exactly. Aoife, right. I love it. Thank you very, very much.
Should we add a gif,
no,
Aoife?
Yeah, a little gif. A little gif of someone walking up the aisle.
Well, maybe if you want to, yeah.
Nice one. All right. Thanks, Aoife. Cheers.
No bother, enjoy the wedding.
Thanks
a million.
About 5 minutes ago, we were talking about, like, the cash in the card and if we think that couples keep note of who gives what in
the
cards.
I said, definitely couples remember.
And I don't think Fiona and Dwayne are that kind of couple.
I don't think they are at all.
It's not about whether you are that kind of person. You know who lowballed you. But
I wouldn't. Although I say that and then I'm thinking, I remember my birthday. And I remember who gave me the least.
There you go. Imagine on your wedding day when it's cost you a fortune.
And then I kind of said,
I didn't ask you to get married.
I kind of said, I wonder if people keep spreadsheets, because that's the kind of person who I am. And David got in touch.
These are all such misers.
He said, I go 100% Revolut. Me and my wife got married in September and now going for a mortgage. Congratulations, David. It's nice. Trying to explain the amount of cash is a headache, kind of like looking at who took what in with the cash in the Revolut.
And it just means you have to go to a bank and put it in your account.
But Callum is right. We made a spreadsheet to find out who gave what.
Why?
That's a next level of pettiness.
Weird.
weirdos. What are you doing?
I just think you just remember.
Imagine I kind of like it though.
Imagine if you got married and I lowballed you. You'd be like, that bitch.
No, I wouldn't care. Honestly, I swear. Do you know what I was thinking while we were talking about this? If I got a load of cards for my wedding, I'd open the card, I'd close my eyes, open the card, whatever fell out grand into a pile, and then I'd read the card. I'm like, that's nice. I would not go and then be like, that person only gave me €75.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
No chance. Mm. Anyway.
This in from Lauren.
Hi, guys. My sister got married in August. Mm. And she kind of encouraged people to send money on Revolut because they were putting a vault together for their honeymoon.
Perfect.
So, to be honest, I think it's completely socially acceptable. So, go for it.
Nice one. Okay, this in from Louise as well.
Yeah, Emma, you can definitely send it on Revolut and, like, put it in the card. And, Dave, you have to go buy a card. It's just a thing for a wedding. You have to give a card so they know who to send a thank you, like, little card to.
Nice, okay.
But you can't not give a card. Send it on Revolut? Yeah, no card.
What if you don't want a thank you card?
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
As you can tell though, general consensus, Revolut is the way to go.
No problem.
No issues. Yep.
And Dave, I'm going to get a wedding card today for them, so I'll pick up one for you as well, alright?
Okay, but I'm taking that out of the price of what I'm doing.
It's coming up,
I'm going to give them $47.50.
Please.
I'm going to put 45 quid and a €2 coin to 50 seconds. Fiona'd love that. She'd be like, ah, Dave.
I am begging you. Begging you to give more than 50 quid to Fiona.
I will see.
I'm begging
if
you.
If she's good.
She's going to
if it's good crack, I'll give her the money at the end of the night.
She's got a child on the way. It's coming up on 8. What's the crack, Alex?
Morning, guys. There's a breakdown on the north.
1038 Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This
is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, Emma, Dave and Fiona here. Hello.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? Do you know what? I want everyone who has seen me in the last 3 weeks to just, I'd like to apologise to them because you would have seen my runners. And they are the most naff looking things in the world.
What's
they
wrong
are
with them?
Just disgusting. They're supposed to be white Air Force Ones. And they're just...
Oh, God. What happened there?
I don't know. They're just marked and they're dirty and they're filthy.
I hate that. I hate when you get a big black mark in your shoe and it's impossible to get off.
Well, I haven't tried, in fairness. I'm not a big cleaner. I am a clean person as a person, but my runners, I don't really care. You know those people who are like, oh, it's an ick to have dirty runners.
Nah.
It doesn't bother me at all. Honestly, I actually think it looks kind of cool when someone's runners
are dirty. At this point, with everything's so mucky and, you know...
But like, these things... These don't look well at all. They're just really, really grim.
Why don't you throw them in the washing machine?
I was going to do that, but then I see I only have one pair of runners, so then I'd have no shoes for the rest of the week. But my thing is that I think my girlfriend's buying me runners for Christmas.
Mm.
That's like her present to me, which is great, but I have to wait then until Christmas to get new runners. And I'm just like, for the next while, if you see me, I'm going to have filthy runners.
I think there's a couple of options here in the short term. One, why don't you just wash them when you get home from work and then turn on the heating and let them dry in a radiator and just have a comfy house day. They'll be back together by the evening. Two, I think personally the best thing for cleaning runners is whatever it's called these days, Sif or Jif.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they come up real shiny.
Okay.
There are my couple of tips for you.
Okay, that's not actually a bad tip, in fairness. It's just like the thought of going actually at them because these are just... rotten.
And don't give in and don't buy anymore. Wait until Christmas.
So there we go. So I have to just wait.
Yeah. Christmas is coming.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station. It spins fully charged, recharged.
A sequel has officially been announced for K-pop Demon Hunters, but it's not coming until 2029.
Oh my God.
Just a casual 4 years to wait, kids.
I have no idea what it is.
I need to watch it. I really do need to watch it. It's meant to be brilliant.
I thought
brilliant.
It was just a song.
No. K-pop Demon Hunters, the movie. Huntrix, the singers.
Ah.
Ah.
There we go.
It only took 2 months.
Tricky.
For me too, for full clarity. Okay, welcome on in. This is the Tricky 10. Today is our final show of the week, just based on the fact that it's Fiona's wedding. It'll be Jamie and Faye with you tomorrow morning. We won't be playing the Tricky 10 then, so this is the last opportunity of the week to play and get top of the leaderboard.
Yes, because not their game.
It's not, yeah, they're not loud.
Yeah, it's our game.
On to give this a go this morning is Sophie. What are you up to?
Not much, just working and getting ready. I'm going to a hen's in the morning.
Oh, ah, nice.
We're all busy with wedding stuff. Yeah. Where are you off to? Yeah. Is it a mystery?
Rome.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to be classy rather than scatty.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, I hope so. My mom kind of will add a few tricks in the mix.
Sorry, is it your hen?
No. It's my cousin's.
That was a good question, though, because not like, often your moms go. Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
Sophie, where are you in the world this morning?
Blanchardstown.
And what do you do for work, Sophie?
I work for the HSC.
Ah, very nice, very nice. All right, Sophie, do you think you can take on this game well? Do you think you can win it?
I'm going to give it a good try.
Come on, yeah, of course good. You can. How this works, Sophie, is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and 10 questions are ahead of you. Each answer is definitely 100% going to be a number between 1 and 10. And the numbers 1 and 10 won't repeat as answers, okay? Now, we can only accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, give it a guess. As we say, it's going to be a number between 1 and 10, so you might as well guess it. If you top the leaderboard today, because we're not here tomorrow, this is the last game of the week, you will be the winner of a brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty. You can get yourself cozy this winter, hopefully save on some heating bills and wrap yourself up. What you need to do, though, to get yourself top of the leaderboard is beat the current leader, who is Patrick. He's top at the moment with a score of 7, and he managed to do that in 44.6 seconds. So come on, gal, you got this.
What do you think? You can do it, Sophia?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
All right, I like the confidence. Here we go. I'm going to count you in and then we'll start. The tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. In the 12 days of Christmas, how many gold rings were there?
7.
How many letters are there in the word lumberjack?
10.
Which Dublin postal district was named most expensive area to buy a house in yesterday?
Dublin 18.
Liverpool scored how many goals against Real Madrid this week?
2.
If I had a dozen tomatoes and ate 4 of them, how many tomatoes would I have?
8.
Leonardo DiCaprio has been nominated for how many Oscars?
9.
A typical human pregnancy would last how many months?
9.
The Goblet of Fire was what number book in the Harry Potter series?
6.
How many people make up Jedward?
2.
The name of the TV channel that is now Virgin Media One was TV what?
3.
Stop the clock.
Okay.
How do you think you did, Sophie?
Oh, quite bad.
Do you think? That.
Yeah, I think I got the first few wrong and I wasn't sure on the Harry Potter one.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Let's check in and see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5.
Not bad. Not bad at all. You got half of them right.
When I was in school, 50% was a pass.
That's true. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I passed.
I went to a school where 40% was a pass. It was great.
Well, 40% was a pass. Yeah, 50% was a good pass. Let's just have a look back through on where you went wrong. In the 12 days of Christmas, how many gold rings were there? 5.
Yeah, 5 gold rings. Very nice.
5 in there. Which Dublin postal district was named the most expensive area to buy a house in yesterday? I think you said 18. It's actually Dublin 6, and scarily enough, the average pricing, $800,000 per property.
Oh my God.
Goal yesterday. God almighty. Liverpool scored how many goals against Real Madrid this week? It was actually 1 rather than 2. Leonardo DiCaprio has been nominated for how many Oscars? I think he said 9. He's been nominated 7 times and he won once, just that one time for Revenant back in 2016. The Goblet of Fire, you knew that you got a bit confused on this one. What number book in the Harry Potter series? The answer there we were looking for was 4 and the rest you smashed.
Yeah, not bad at all, Sophie. You should be proud of yourself. Hold your head high going into Thursday.
Oh, I will. I will.
And we have another entry into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, do we?
18.
Oh, 18. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Sorry,
Sophie,
yeah.
Well done. You've given us an answer that's not between 1 and 10. You're only part of 3 people who have done that.
Among you in the Hall of Fame is the
just
answer.
Just myself.
Is the answer 12 and the answer o'clock.
Yeah. Thanks, Sophie. Have a great day.
Sophie. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too, guys. Bye.
Enjoy that hen as well.
The Hall of Fame is my favourite thing.
Yeah,
I love it so much.
So good.
Listen, get on to this before Monday, alright? So get yourself registered to play if you want to top the leaderboard on Monday. and you could be taking off this, or taking off, putting on, should I say, this fuzzy charged snoodie to get cosy this winter. It's tricky in a WhatsApp to 0877 11103. Now, who won this week?
It's the big shouts to Patrick, top of the leaderboard. He came on and played Monday. He did that amazing score of 7 and 44.6
Very
seconds.
Good.
And a fuzzy charged snoodie is heading Patrick's way.
And the stats show the earlier you come on, the better you do, because this week, Patrick came on Monday and won the week.
Oh, very good.
Last week was a short week, so we started on Tuesday. And the player who came on Tuesday, Owen, won the week.
There you go.
So you come on early.
Another short week for us.
Yeah.
We are robbing a living.
Come on Monday and take it on. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 0877 11103. You might as well get involved.
Get involved!
There'll be no Tricky 10 tomorrow. Jamie and Faye, they're normally with you each evening. You'll have great crack with them in the morning. They're here from 7. Right now, Taylor Swift and Opalite. Opalite, Opalite. This is Finn.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. All right, because we are not here tomorrow, we're doing a Friday show on a Thursday. If you don't listen to us on a Friday, you are missing out. It's one of our best shows of the week. We do a thing on a Friday called Dave Ranks. It's where I rank from 5 to 1 some of my favourite niche things. I've done things like my favourite Phineas and Ferb songs or lines from Titanic. What is it going to be this week? I welcome you to Dave Ranks, the worst iPhone alarm sounds.
Oh, very good. Yes.
These are those sounds that are supposed to get you up in the morning, and yet, from the second you wake up, you want to throw your phone out on the street.
The thing about it is, I choose the horrible ones because I do. I'm such a sleeper.
Well, those people are psychos to me. I don't know how you do, but I totally understand why. But I don't know how.
Relaxing ones just become part of my dream.
I do like the worst rank sometimes because it's nice to have something where you're building up to the worst one. Emma, yeah. When you were away, did the worst self-service checkout sounds.
Oh like, yeah.
Unexpected item.
I'm in the banging
so it's
area.
It's nice that it's not always
that
your favourite.
That must be number
thing.
One.
It was, yeah.
That
unexpected
was
item.
Awful.
Yeah.
So bad. So, yeah, I welcome you to Dave Ranks, the worst iPhone alarm sounds. These are ones that, now in fairness, Apple have updated these, but these ones are still there. They're in classic, in the classic category. There is new ones, which, Emma, I think you would like, they're a lot more, or you would hate because they're a lot more relaxing. And you said they'd be part of your
I'd
dreams.
Still be asleep now if that was my alarm.
If these, if that is the case where you need jarring alarm sounds, then these are the ones for you. In fifth place, we have an alarm sound called piano riff. Imagine asleep and that goes off.
Oh no.
It's time for a new day, everybody. Yeah, that's
I
horrific.
I would honestly cry at the thought of getting... I'd be so scared to put that on before I woke up. Or before I went to sleep. It's actually distracting me. I can't stop. I hate it. I hate it. I hate these so much. They're awful. But it's only in fifth place. Number one is the worst. Okay. All right. Here we go with fourth place on Dave Ranks, the worst iPhone alarm sounds. It is a tone called Radiate.
Me and Radiate have had our time together. I've moved on from her since, but
I feel like I'm going through time.
It kind of tickles your brain a bit.
No. Awful.
I actually find that one kind of relaxing.
Do you?
It gives me ASMR vibes. Obviously, we're
stop playing them twice. I don't want them twice.
We're listening in headphones and it kind of is going from ear to ear.
Yeah, ugh. I don't even want them once.
I genuinely have, me and Radiate had loads of time together and she made me sleep on. Yeah.
This one, I think, is the one that I would, even if I needed to be up for for my own wedding, for court, I wouldn't put this as the alarm. In third place, Dave ranks the worst iPhone alarm sounds. It's a tone called digital.
What?
Who in the hell
if you
is someone putting that as their alarm sound?
Who has that as their alarm? I need to speak to you. I'm sorry, I have to do it again.
You know what?
Awful.
It doesn't register to me as an alarm sound because I'd never choose it.
So it
to
like
me,
dial-up.
When I hear it, it's fine, but it's like, God, I would never wake up to it. That'd be awful. But it's still not in the top two. The top two are a little bit basic, right? I don't want you giving out to me, but they are without a doubt the worst sound that anyone in the history of human life has ever created. In number two, the alarm tone is alarm.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
My housemate has this. I don't understand how she's still has a phone.
That's preparing for nuclear war.
Yes.
I'm also the person who sleeps through so many alarms that, like, so if I'm ever in a hotel stay with the girls or staying with the girls or even with housemates, like,
you're one of,
when
Eva
and
people,
I were on other sides of a wall, she'd be like, Emma, wake up! I would sleep through their...
That's nuts that you can sleep through that.
Anything.
All right. Well, it's not first place. In first place, Dave ranks the worst iPhone alarm sounds. It is without a doubt Circuit. I want to die. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
I find that really soothing. I really like it.
Oh my God.
Do you want to hear it, my alarm?
No. Oh, go on.
I got it for you here now.
What's your alarm? I'll show you mine.
It's got to be aggressive.
No, mine is really, really nice.
At the moment, my alarm is a sound called Dollop. It sounds like this. 1 second now, Dollop.
It's very Owl City.
If you could believe your eyes.
And then my one is an alarm sound called Seedling.
You madman. I feel like I'm at a spa.
Isn't that lovely?
Play that again. That would send me. I put that on going to sleep.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Oh, Dave, that's a lullaby. Water. That is beautiful.
It's lovely to wake up to.
Nah, man, that would literally make me go, oh, do you know what I'll do now? I'll hop into bed, I'll roll over and get cozy, my second sleep just ahead. That was a great ranks. Really
you.
Enjoyed. This one again for good luck. Oh.
It's the girly quiz, makeup man's intended. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on in. This is the girly quiz. Every Thursday, myself and Fiona and the women of Dublin, we come together and we quiz Dave on all things girly. It's very hard to believe, and I know we say this a lot, but we're 3 years in and three fresh questions that have never been asked on the show ahead again this morning.
I honestly think you could repeat questions. I would totally forget about that and still get them wrong.
I do think at this stage we probably could look into that a little bit, but we're just such mystical creatures that, yes, 3 years in, three fresh questions. There's so much about us, ladies. Look, here's how this works. Dave has three questions to get through and he must answer them all correctly to win the week. As it stands, and worryingly enough, in November, I know this sounds so bitter, but he's had 19 wins, 18 losses. It'd just be great if he could end the year on a losing streak. But hey, that's just what I'm hoping for.
It's good to know you're always behind me.
I'm always on your side.
Yeah.
And listen, the other thing to mention is Dave has two lifelines that will help him along. One is his phone, a female. That's Katie, who's there this morning.
Morning, Katie. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Katie, my question to you. What is the thing that you know most about women? Is it makeup? Is it beauty? Is it body parts? What is your thing?
Probably be a bit of everything.
Bit of health, bit of beauty, bit of everything?
Yeah.
Fantastic. A jacket of all trades.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear. All right, Katie, that Just Eat voucher is all yours just for coming on. And you hang on there, no doubt. Dave will be back to you shortly. The other thing to quickly mention is if there's little ears in the car, this is the girly quiz. It's famous for going there and talking about things that you might not necessarily hear all the time on breakfast radio. So, look, if there's something that you haven't discussed with your young child and you feel a bit uncomfortable about that, that's absolutely fine. Just keep your hand on the dial. We should be grand, but, you know, we're just covering ourselves here.
What I might say.
Exactly. Right, let's kick this up. Question number one in the girly quiz this week. Three questions and two lifelines. Dave, what do the letters E, L and F stand for in the cosmetic brand Elf?
Elf. Electronic. Makeup, cosmetic.
So it's, yeah, exactly.
European. Hold on, I just have to write this out. Sorry. Elf.
It's a fairly popular brand.
And what do they do, like?
Cosmetic stuff.
Cosmetics, okay. ELF. European lovely face.
European lovely face.
ELF. I think none of them is M for makeup. None of them is the other word you said.
Cosmetics.
Cosmetics. None of them is C for cosmetics. And I'm trying to think. Oh, E or L could be lashes. Lashes. And F for false lashes.
All about the lashes.
And E for everyday lashes.
Everyday lashes.
Let's go. Do you think that this is... is this a question you would know the answer to without Googling?
I didn't know the answer to this.
Then it should not be a question.
Well, I will tell you who did provide this question. Callum's girlfriend.
Right, very good. Is this something you think Katie would know?
Oh, Katie's reconnecting. I think she would.
All right, Katie, I've 30 might. Seconds on the clock. Can you please tell me what the letters ELF stand for in the Elf cosmetics / makeup thing?
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Oh, yeah?
So it's eyes, lips, face.
Eyes.
It's all about beauty.
Oh, my God, I got the F. Mm. I got face for
no,
F.
No, you didn't. You said fake lashes.
I said European lovely face.
Oh, European lovely face. You did say that correct. Yeah, you did say that, yeah.
Now, I think there and then, you should have said to me, you've got one of them right. You didn't have to tell me which one, but you should have told me I got one of them right.
Right, okay, fair.
Eyes, lips, face. Final answer.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hey. Katie, thank you so much. €50 Just Eat voucher is all yours.
Perfect, thanks so much.
Cheers, Katie. Bye-bye.
So
what
have
I love about
day.
Just how simple it is. Eyes, lips, face. Yeah, you want to sort out your eyes? You want to sort your lips? You want to have a look at your face? Come to us. We're Elf.
We're Elf.
You know?
Yeah, very good.
All right,
good.
One for one. Fair play.
Not a great start.
Dave, I bring to you an audio question.
Oh!
This morning's girly quiz.
I've famously not been great at the audio questions.
In Deep's song.
In what?
There's a group called In Deep. They were from way back.
Okay.
This song.
Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life.
Their song, Last Night a DJ Saved My Life, is being sampled in an ad at the moment that promotes a particular female targeted product. What's the ad for? This ad is everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's on YouTube ads, it's on telly ads, it's everywhere you look at the moment.
Last night.
Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life.
I wonder, is it like have they mixed up the words?
Exactly, yeah, it's
last
just a sample.
Last night a tampon saved my life from a period. Do you know what I mean? Is that... Last night a pad saved my life from... Last night a clutch saved my life from Carrie McKee's. I'm trying to think. Last night... probably...
Do you not know the ad?
No, of course I don't.
Do you not watch telly?
No, not really. Can I... I don't know. I'd imagine... Do you know what I think? It's tampons.
Why is that, Dave?
Because when I sang the song, you weren't that surprised that I was thinking that. And you were kind of silent. And part of me is kind of going, what's the point? Let's just go for it. And let's say that the product is tampons.
Final answer.
Final answer, tampons.
Yeah!
No way! That is so funny. Not bad.
It's a good little tune, that,
no,
isn't it?
No, not bad at all. That's not a tampon saved my life. This is great. I didn't even use the 50-50. I just went with it. Yeah. I know Emma Nolan so well.
I was like, what do I do here? Do I look away? Do I... Whatever. Callum loves
Callum
this tune.
Still laughed.
Yeah.
Callum still
thinks
laughed.
This is the best tune ever. Last night a tampon saved... And you know I love it. Last night a tampon kept my big pants in the drawer.
Oh, awful.
Last night a tampon saved my
vibe.
Last night a tampon...
It's so good. It's brilliant. But also kind of annoying at times. You're like, stop singing about...
Anyway. I wonder, was that subconscious?
Maybe. All right, question three. For the win, can he do it? Dave, we found out this week the beautiful news that our Fiona is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, please, how long does the uterus typically take to return to its pre-pregnancy size after giving birth? Uterus being womb, being where baby is growing.
I want to say 4 months.
Okay.
But also, I also want to say 1 week.
Interesting.
Which I know aren't very similar, but that's okay because I have a 50-50.
You sure do.
And I would like to enter simplifying mode, please.
Very interesting what you guessed there. We found out this week the beautiful news that our Fiona is pregnant. Tell us, please, how long does the uterus typically take to return to its pre-pregnancy size post-birth? Is it A, approximately 6 days? Or is it B, approximately 6 weeks?
Crap. No, I don't think it's 6 days. I think it's 6 weeks purely because, you know, when some people give birth, they still look pregnant. So I'm going to say 6 weeks. Final answer for 20 wins on the girly quiz.
Yay! Yay!
Come on, what a great day.
Three for three.
Last night so a 10-pack saved my life from a broken heart or whatever.
Let's go!
With
David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, what's happened?
Oh, lads, I'm absolutely ravenous. Producer Colm, such a legend. I was like, I'm hungry. And he was like, me too. He's gone to get pastries.
Mm.
That's where he is right now. What a king.
He's off to get them in the Lidl bakeries.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting a pan au chocolat incoming.
What's
cannot
he
wait. He normally goes for something interesting, like he might go for a cheese twist.
A cheese twist?
They're really good, you know.
Come on, you mad.
You see, what's happened here
so
is...
So English.
Yeah, you've never really been here for one of our big hauls, have you?
Your pig pastry days. No, no. I feel like you do it when I'm off.
That's weird, isn't it?
Mm.
Mm. What have you gone for?
I've gone for a pink sprinkled donut.
Never change. Breakfast of champions. Listen, welcome on into One More Tune. I know it sounds weird on a Thursday. We normally do this on a Friday, but today's our Friday.
Today's our Friday.
Jamie and Phil be in with you in the morning. So basically, the reason that we're off tomorrow is Fiona's getting married, etc., etc. So you're choosing the last song of the show today.
I'm worried about this.
Why?
Because I think I've went for a song that no one knows. I just really, really like.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's all about showing your
showing your taste.
Exactly, exactly. I'm bringing it back a few years from a big hit from Ariana Grande. Nicki Minaj on there as well. She's been talking this week about her relationship with Scooter Braun and her attitude to music. No doubt she will make a big musical comeback, but at the moment the focus, of course, is Wicked 2. If you want to hear Ariana Grande side to side, that is Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087 711 1038.
Class. Very, very good choice. Very, very good. I have gone for this. It is Imagine Dragons and the song is called Amsterdam.
Sorry, that's a tune.
It is a good song. I haven't heard it in a long, long time. But if you would like to hear it as your last song of the show to kick off our weekend, anyway, maybe you're working tomorrow, but you're kicking off our weekend, then it's Dave in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
Two very different songs, and Fiona doesn't have a pick this week. She was too busy getting organised for, you know, her wedding. So I suppose that's fair enough.
Yeah, fair.
I've gone for Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, side to side. Want to hear it? That's Emma in a WhatsApp. Going to need your votes on this.
I have gone for Imagine Dragons and Amsterdam. If you want to hear that, it's Dave in a WhatsApp. The number is 087 711 1038.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've been talking about it a lot today, but it is our Friday because we're off to Fiona's wedding this afternoon.
I can't wait.
I'm actually buzzing.
We're all off tomorrow as well, which never happens.
I know. We normally there's at least always two of us here. We'd never leave you, but we are abandoning it tomorrow.
It's not dead air, though. It is Jamie and Faye. You are going to have such a laugh with them. They're going to be like, you know, when you have a free class.
You can do some messing with them.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, Fiona's getting married this afternoon. Regardless, two comedians are getting married here. It's going to be a laugh and a half, no doubt about it.
Imagine if it's the most boring serious wedding you've ever been
to. Not a single joke in Dwayne's speech, who's like a really well-known comedian. Anyway, I was thinking, just among ourselves, if we make some predictions, just kind of pass the day and tick them off the list as we go, okay?
Oh, call them like Fiona wedding bingo.
A little bit like that. I'd like us to kind of discuss and then come up with kind of predictions of certain amounts of times that certain things will happen. We'll kick off with this. How many times I will... Woo, 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 woo.
Oh no, Emma, don't. Now, can't.
I want a number on this because we have to include the whole day from when he first kisses, the bride, to throwing the bouquet, to the couple arriving at the reception, the first dance, the cake cutting. There is so much. I'm going to say a solid 15 woo-woo-woos are coming your way today, Dave.
This is so bad, man. Oh, God. And do you know what's worse? My girlfriend's singing at the wedding, so I know Emma's going to be wooing at her as
well. You can't be wooing in the ceremony.
I'm not talking about... Nothing here is about... Yes, you do, when they kiss the bride.
I'm not going to do that. But yes, you can.
When they kiss the bride.
I think that's just like that's a gentle, like... Yeah,
can we have a number, please? Can we decide a number?
17. I want to say zero.
Okay, 17 locked in. How red Dave is going to go when his gorgeous, talented girlfriend is singing at the ceremony?
I will not be looking.
I've been looking at different shades of red, and I've decided that he's going to go crimson. Okay.
I'm all for championing women, and especially championing my girlfriend, but just with my eyes closed.
Why does that make you cringe so much?
It doesn't make me cringe. I'm just like, I know her. Everyone's going to be like, Dave, she's class. And I'm like, I know.
It's the secondhand embarrassment, not of what she's doing. It's the fact of then people associate you with them.
Yeah.
And
that's positive.
Yeah, but it's still kind of awkward.
But I just know the whole day it's going to be like, and your girlfriend was great singing. Yeah, I know. She's fantastic, lads. I know.
She's already going red, so.
Okay, let's talk at Callum, Dave. Do you think he's going to wear his new screen-only glasses for the whole day?
You should. You look so much better in them.
Thank you.
I've never seen someone suit glasses so much.
The glasses stay in work.
Really?
They stay in my work locker. They don't come home with me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disappointing. I wanted you to rock them with your suit today.
You would look so good. You'd look like Clark Kent.
Okay, you listening involved in this one. Will Dave and Callum watch the football on their phones when they should be listening to
who's
speeches?
Playing?
It's Forest Stern-Gratz in the UEFA Europa League.
Okay, so Callum will be watching?
Kickoff is at 5:45.
Oh, class.
So it'll be during dinner.
Okay.
So it'll be fine.
Okay, predictions. Will I do an Irish exit?
Yes.
Yeah,
100%.
Will I just disappear?
Emma has been speaking in studio today. Like, she is going to be at the wedding until they kick everyone out four in the morning.
Yeah, I think
you'll be gone at 10 p.m.
I think it's going to be literally one or the other. I'll either be gone at 10 o'clock or I'll still be there
tomorrow
morning.
There's no chance you'll be there tomorrow morning. You'll be gone at 10 o'clock.
I would say
you'll be gone at 9.
And you won't say goodbye to anyone.
No, you'll just pop out.
Okay, and finally, who will cry today?
I will cry.
Why?
I just always cry at weddings.
Do you?
Yeah, I always cry at weddings.
Stop everything. What do you mean you always cry at weddings?
I cry at two things, movies and weddings. Is that really weird?
No, because it shows that you've a heart.
part of the wedding?
Shocking. I don't know what did that. I don't know, a lot of it. Like, you know, when they read their vows, I'll just go.
Oh my God!
It's so shocking because, like, I've been to a good couple of weddings and, like, people who I've been really close to. I've only known Fiona for 6 months.
Yeah.
So I'd say that we're not super close, but you'd get emotional at that.
Yeah,
because
I
was best man at a wedding for a guy that I'd known like 15 years.
And you didn't cry.
And I didn't get teary.
God.
Yeah.
I thought you were all going to land on me.
And
okay.
Listen, no one start looking around. And, you know what I mean? Don't be...
Pack your little handkerchief, darling. I know you love your hanky. Make sure you have it on you today for the few little tears.
No, I'll just be like, please don't cry. Please don't cry.
Oh my God. That's so cute.
That's the worst thing. Now I'm gone red again. That's two.
Recharged.
I have a very smart brother, right? He is a younger brother and his name is Sean. And he's just genuinely quite a smart person. He's one of those people who could definitely be a millionaire if he cared about money at all. But he does not.
I don't know what it is about younger brothers. I have a very intelligent younger brother as well. We don't really know where we got him from.
Yeah, see, I don't really get it at all. But he's always using quite big words that I don't really understand. Anyway, long story short, my mom sent me a link the other day to an article and it said if you know the meaning of these 15 words without googling, you're in the top 5% of educated adults.
Oh.
And she texted me and she said, next time you're impressed by Sean's vocabulary, you'll have more of your own.
Oh wow, okay.
And so I was like, "Mom, that is very sweet." So she's given me some kind of leverage over Sean because I looked at these words. They are ridiculous.
Really? Do you know what's funny?
Apparently they are actually English.
I actually do reading a lot, but I feel like people say if you want to learn more vocab, read more. Sometimes in books I'm like, this is just, like, sometimes the language is just very normal language.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'm like, how do people improve so drastically
these
all
words,
the time?
So there's 15
like, what's
words.
What's he reading? That
yeah,
is so
I know.
Good.
Encyclopedia, dictionaries, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Obviously he's not, but there are so many words in this, and now, there's 15 words in this, but there's so many words that I've never even heard of.
Right, okay.
There are a couple of words I have heard of.
Right.
But don't know the meaning of them. And
or
there
you wouldn't
is,
know how to use them in a sentence,
exactly,
maybe.
Exactly, and there is one word I do know.
Right, okay, interesting.
15. So I thought, let's learn together.
Oh my God, listen, this is the problem. I studied English in college. I hate being asked this stuff.
Oh, interesting. All right, Emma,
no,
let me start off.
Right.
Ephemeral.
Ephemeral. I do know that. That's something that doesn't hang around for very long. If it's like very ephemeral, it's fleeting.
Lasting for a very short time. Emma Nolan! Unbelievable!
Now,
I'd never even heard of it.
I'd be scarlet to use that in a sentence, but I think it's just something that doesn't hang around
it's very
for very
ephemeral.
Long. Like, it just kind of comes and goes.
Interesting. That was really, really impressive. Number two, I'm sorry if I messed this up. Cacophony. Cacophony. C-A-C-O-phony. with a PH.
Caca. Caca to me is the Spanish word for poo. Yeah. That's all I know.
Cacophony.
Cacophony. Cacophony. I don't think I've ever heard of that word in my life.
It's a harsh mixture of sounds.
Ooh, like this show.
Yeah. This show is cacophony.
A bit like symphony, so...
Cacophony.
Cacophony.
Like, can you spell that for me? I want to use that.
C-A-C-O-P-H-O-N-Y.
That's a good word.
Maybe it is cacophony.
It's definitely the funny. If it's a sound thing, it's like symphony.
So you say something like, my iPhone alarm... okay.
It's a bit of a cacophony.
Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Sagacious.
I've heard of that word before, but I don't know what
someone is sagacious, what are they?
Sounds like a nasty word. I bet you it's probably positive, though. So saga. Saga is sagacious, is a saga.
I love the way you're breaking it down. That's a really good way of doing
it. Everyone thinks it's a slur.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm just trying to think, like, if something's a saga, it's a bit of an issue, isn't
it?
Yeah. And if it's a... okay, I don't know. Am I overthinking it?
You are a little bit, yeah. Sagacious means having good judgment or being wise.
Oh, wow, it's really positive.
Yeah.
Maybe you're good at judging a saga.
This is one of the words that I knew, but I don't know the meaning of. I just have heard it. Magnanimous.
I think...
Do
you know what I thought it was?
God, I love this. It's just literally...
Do you know what I thought magnanimous was? I thought magnanimous was when you're only with one person.
Oh, no, that's monogamy.
That's monogamy. That's what I thought.
But it does sound like just an alternative.
Magnanimous. Oh, I've heard this so many times.
Magnanimous.
Is it? Nanimous.
Oh, I'm going to be so annoyed because...
Damn it, man. I really thought
this is a word that is out there. That's not a new
word. That's what I'm saying. So it means generous and forgiving, especially towards someone who's wronged you.
If you're magnanimous. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Very magnanimous. Ineffable.
I would say...
This is so embarrassing.
Something that's... a person who's like... Really calm under pressure.
Really calm under pressure. Yeah.
Ineffable.
Yeah. As in you can't be bothered.
Yeah. It means too great or extreme to be expressed in words.
Oh, that's cool.
It's ineffable. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Sorry. We can definitely adopt that into our language.
Ineffable is good. So like, what would you say? Like the Mona Lisa is ineffable.
Yeah. As in like, there's certain things that I can't justify how, you know, if you are like love someone, I actually can't justify in words how much I feel about
you. Like it's ineffable. Like, New York is ineffable.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Maybe. There's still others, but some of them I can't even pronounce, so I'm not even going to bother. Let's go with this one. Quixotic.
Quixotic.
Quixotic. Like exotic, but quick. So Quixotic. Quixotic.
Quixotic. I have no idea, Dave. Yeah. Not a singular.
I don't even know what the meaning means. No. Idealistic to the point of being impractical. Oh, yeah, quixotic. So, like, idealistic to the point of being impractical. So, like, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, it's unattainable.
You think it's going to. Whatever you think, it's just wrong.
Yeah.
Equanimity.
Ah, Jesus, Dave.
That would be an
ecumenical manager. It means calmness and composure under stress. Equanimity. Now, this is another one I'd heard of, but don't know the meaning of. Ubiquitous.
I've heard of this one. The
same.
Ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous.
Such a weird start.
I'll give you a clue.
Give us a few clues.
I'll give you a clue. So, I suppose cars are ubiquitous, maybe you could say. Or maybe oxygen is ubiquitous.
It's in the air, but you can't see it.
It's everywhere. It's omnipresent. So probably cars not there. So maybe God is like ubiquitous in religion or something.
Got you. Okay.
And then last one I'll give you is the one that I did know the meaning to. It was the only one on the list. Serendipity.
Ah, I love it. When things just kind of, would you say it's like coincidence or something that is too coincidental to be a coincidence, so maybe it means something more significant to you?
Never mind, I didn't know the meaning of it then. Because, yeah, that's more correct. I thought it was just happiness. But apparently the occurrence of a happy or beneficial event by chance.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a...
When you bump into someone at that time and that place and you're like, but...
I just feel very English saying it. How serendipitous.
Yeah, but it does sound quite English, but it's almost like, you know those moments when you're like at an airport, I don't know, in Dubai, and that lad from school is there and you're like, what are the... And then you end up marrying him.
So...
It's something that's just bit too weird. Like, if you got off the plane 10 seconds beforehand, we would have missed each other in that fleeting moment or whatever.
I'll go through all of them really, really quick. Serendipity, ubiquitous, equanimity, pulchritudinous, I don't even know, quixotic. See the reason why I skipped most of these? Perspicacious. Perspicacious is interesting. I'm going to stop here because I
do think next time you're with Sean, try and get the word ineffable in there.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
if you can. Be like, I just know it was ineffable.
It was pretty ineffable, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. You don't learn anything on this show.
Yeah. Well, I'm more confused than when we started. Yeah. On Spin.
All right. Welcome to 1 second at the cinema. This is where we play you 1 second of a movie clip and you have to guess the entire movie based on that 1 second clip. I know it sounds absolutely impossible, but this has been won most weeks that we do this.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is have a listen to the clip and then WhatsApp us the word cinema to 087-711-1038. You don't even have to give us your guess. Just guess whatever you think it might be, even a bizarre guess, that's okay. 087-711-1038. Now, I have chosen the movie this week. So
you were kind of giving out about the movies that I've been picking because you are a bit of a movie genius, but clearly we've different genres.
Clearly not, because I didn't know half the movies that Emma was picking.
I wonder what I have a clue with this one, do you think?
I don't think you would have seen it, but
lots
maybe
of people would have.
I think lots of people would have.
Yeah.
Have a listen to the clip, but what I will say is have a listen to every element of the clip.
Closer.
Wow.
Closer.
Can I correctly say that he's saying closer?
He is saying closer.
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 And we can correctly identify that's a male voice.
It is a male voice.
Okay.
Closer.
I love this movie. It's sound like Trump. Fantastic movie.
Closer.
It's a great series of films, yes. And I think there's a new one coming in the next year or
yeah,
so.
Yeah. If you think you know it, it's just cinema and a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
All right, one more time.
Closer.
I think we can probably assume I'm out here.
I think people are going to get this straight away.
All right.
Closer.
Get in touch.
I think it's a very familiar voice as well.
How can I get an idea, maybe as a little clue? How old or new is that movie?
Oh, that's a good one. I want to say 2014.
Yeah, I'd say the last 10 years.
All right, okay. So not like a total classic either.
No.
Standing by there is Ailish. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, Ailish, this is the movie clip.
Closer.
What is that movie?
It is Now You See Me.
Now You See Me. Do you remember what part of the movie that would be?
Closer.
It's during their show, right? Their first show that they do.
Interesting. Let's have a listen.
Come in close.
Closer.
Because the more you think you see, the easier it'll be to fool you.
Love it, Ailish. You got it in one. Well done.
God, people
now you see me.
People impress me so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
How on earth did you know that? What's this movie about? I've not seen it.
About magicians.
About
magicians in Vegas.
It's so good.
It's
so
unbelievable.
Good.
Did you see the second one, Ailish?
I've seen the second one, yeah.
It is so good. And the third one is coming out very soon, apparently. So.
Are they?
I know. I'm actually real excited. I only seen the ad yesterday.
Oh, class. Are they on Netflix or?
I'd imagine they probably are somewhere.
They're on one of them.
Probably.
Sorry.
I actually think you really like it, Emma, because it's not just about, like, it's kind of crime heist as well.
Cool.
It's really, really good. And there's great actors like Morgan Freeman's in it.
Yeah, that's Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, so fantastic. Yeah.
Ailish, well done. Congratulations, you're off to the cinema on us.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Enjoy the weekend. Bye, hon.
Bye.
So apparently, the new movie, the third one, is coming out next Friday.
What?
So there you go.
That's
very excited.
Perfect for Ailish.
But have
just
a listen.
Go see the new one next week.
Have a listen to this cast, right? Jesse Eisenberg, Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Hulk,
Class.
Woody Harrelson, Morgan Freeman, Dave Franco, Mark O'Kane, Isla Fisher's in it, Justine Waxberger's in it. There's loads.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's class.
All right, I definitely am going to watch that. I need to figure out where I can stream it.
You should, it's fine.
All right, that is it. Normally, we never all leave you. We'd always have two here.
Well, we'd always have, yeah, but we're all going to go, right? So, sorry about that. But we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, the reason for that is we were kind of thinking, no, me and Dave, we'll manage it. We'll be in after
And your babysitters wedding. Are very nice. Okay, Jamie and Faye, you're going to love them. Okay, yeah. And be nice to them. And if not, that's fine too.
Yeah. they'll be with you from 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And we'll hopefully have sent them over some updates from Fiona's wedding that's kicking off this afternoon. For now, though, let us figure out the results of one more tune.
Oh, normally, yeah, go on.
On Friday, you get to vote for the song that you want to close the show. So a little bit of a weekend vibe on a Thursday, handing over to producer Callum. Some kind of odd choices this week, and we were minus Fiona.
Yeah, just when you were talking about babysitters, all I could think of is like kids saying like, yeah, normally Emma, Dave and Fiona will do the naughty threesome at 8 o'clock or something. Like, you're just going to wind them up or something.
You can pretend you have a different name.
Yeah. So Emma, you went for Side to Side, Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj, and Dave, you went for Imagine Dragons and Amsterdam. The votes relatively landslidey.
No
66% with the winner, 34% with the loser. And I can tell you the winner this morning, is not Emma Nolan. It's what? David Hammond.
You're joking.
Have
you rigged that?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
God, you were worried that people wouldn't know this song.
I didn't think anyone would have voted for
this. I'd only ever heard the clip that you played a few minutes ago, and it sounds class.
Okay, interesting. Great. Well, enjoy it. Imagine Dragons, Amsterdam on Spin 103. We'll catch you Monday. Have a great weekend. I let you down. Well, these days I'm fine.